big fatty plays. He takes nipper walks round the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3480 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 8th of June 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and then I got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty. Hello, debuters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're debuters today. Because, y'all, did you hear that at the beginning of today's little show? Y'all, we debuted. We debuted Pooh and Fat Acres. Y'all, that was the Frequency from the Gay Wasteland, a little show. And Frequency sent that to me last week. And, y'all, I just listened to it as you did. And, y'all, I am just absolutely blown away. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. I'm absolutely blown away at that Frequency. Thank you so much for that. I just, y'all, that's gonna fit into happy music. Big Fatty, we just have new happy music every day. Well, since you said we'll have new happy music every day, debut, y'all. You're getting it twice. Big Fatty, so nice they debuted it twice. It's true. Y'all, that is from the one and only Ivory Tickler himself. And y'all, I had sent him a little thing, saying, hey, do you think you can, do some? Oh, yes, I'm very busy, I'm very busy, and, you know, y'all, he's very busy. I don't know if you heard that or not, but he's very busy. But y'all, he sent it to me, on Monday, and he says, I'm just gonna leave this right here, better late than never. And y'all, I am thrilled. Thrilled to death that we've got happy music. And y'all, if you are talented and even if you, well, you know, y'all, we've had the BFO has been blessed, I tell you, with the talents of many over the years. You know, Digger, you know, they just don't get any bumpers better than Diggers. Oh, Big Fatty, Hot Cubs are pretty good, too. Well, that's true. And, can you imagine a BFO without a phone call from Miss Bacon? Betty getting a dipped cone out of Billy Big Rig. Oh, she sold that. Yeah, I don't know if she's named the new monster truck. Betty the monster truck. Frequency and were all very nice to help out with all that. But y'all, getting back to what I've done, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had my Brussels sprouts for my supper. Y'all, they were so good. And yes, Big Fatty, and you tooted up the rest of the afternoon. I did indeed. I watched some things on the TV machine. Let's just see. The Garf was on long. It ran late, but watch the Shucks. Oh, I know what I watched. Y'all, I watched that Kennedy Center Honors. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I love Dick Van Dyke, but y'all, he's got the cray-cray eyes. It was a lovely program, and y'all, I think they did an admirable job, considering, you know, that it's still the COVID, let's see. After that, y'all, I crawled into the love chamber a little after 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I just kind of tossed and turned a little bit. And y'all, I had it in my mind. I wanted some popcorn. And so, y'all, I got up and ate some of that white popcorn that I bought at the Sam's Club. Y'all, I gotta stop buying it. I just got to stop buying it. That's the only way I'm gonna stay away from it. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, I did head on off to Dreamland. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And in Hatlanta, you can get ribs at Dreamland. You can. It's a barbecue place. let's just see. Y'all woke up. Y'all, I woke up very rested. Y'all, it's a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning. So I said, no, I don't think I'm going to get up quite yet, because, y'all, it's been overcast here in Fat Acres. Doesn't mean that it's cool, though, let me just tell you. But anyway, I got up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning. I did get up in TTB. Betty, you don't have to tell us everything. And then crawled back into the love. Big Betty, you hadn't had any love in that chamber in more than a year. Well, you know. Y'all, I got up and made my coffee. Y'all, I finished up. Y'all, I'm not going to recommend those plant-based Brufka sausage patties I had. They were just okay. I thought they were better than they were, but they could have used a little more of whatever they seasoned the poke sausage with. Yes, Big Betty, they season it with pig. Oh, okay. Y'all finished it off, and I'm not going to buy those little somebody's hot little hot biscuits, y'all. They're okay, but you know the old Poppin' Fresh, he makes a pretty good biscuit. Y'all, do you like a fried biscuit? Do you like a grilled biscuit? Not fried, but a grilled biscuit. You know, you've got leftover biscuits. You take them and you slice them in half and you put some butter on them. And then you put them face down in a hot skillet and it just kind of grills them. Y'all, oh, if you haven't had that, put that on your bucket list. Yes, Big Betty. Got the message that the... The guy was coming to finish up with my sink and to work on my My gobble just... Poor Big Red. Y'all, it gets worse. It just gets worse. The gobble disposal. And so y'all, he got here. Y'all, nice looking African American guy. He's from St. Lucia, I think he said, originally, but had lived in the New York City. New York City? Did he make salsa? No, he's a plumber. But y'all, he had the dreadlocks that went down to his butthole. Biff, Fatty, please. Y'all, just as nice as he could be, and it was just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, he got everything all fixed up and everything, and y'all paid the tariff. Y'all got the bill for the tree trimming that I had done last month. I just got it today. And I was wondering when I was going to get that. And so then I was off. I was off on my morning nip walk, y'all. I didn't do the big circle today because y'all, the lowest humidity has been like 87%, and most of the time it's in the 90 something percent. Yes, Big Fatty, welcome to Fat Acres. I have just been piddling around. Y'all, I hadn't even taken my shirt. Yet. I'm about to go do that. And I said, no, I think I'll do the little show first. So y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. It's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to ruined@BigFattyOnline. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Big Fatty 3 debuts in one day. It's true, y'all. We've got the new e-letter. The new e-letter musical interlude. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. It sounds a lot like the Natteras. No, the Natteras doesn't have a flute in it. Oh, Big Fatty, oh, they got a skin flute. I've gotten some comments from some folks. Straight Bob down there in the future, you know, he heard about Big Fatty going to the Hawaiian, and he said, Herbert Werner, I just heard you're going to the Hawaiian. I lived at 4825 Kahala Avenue next to Jack Lord. Y'all, he was on that Hawaiian 5-0. Oh, Big Fatty. He would go for a walk each morning and bring back flowers for his lady, and pull out in his beautiful convertible Cadillac with her in a beautiful hat and scarf. Not sure with travel these days, but Christmas is very popular, and was always booked out. I'll get specific with hints when it gets closer, but I would suggest that you guys do a flight to another island for the day. They used to run like buses, and it was like $25 a leg. Ha ha. Waikiki is on Oahu. The most populated, a good trip is to the Big Island to drive around the chain of volcanoes. Big Fatty, do they sell mugs there? I don't know. You drive by all the dormant ones and then the lava fields until you get to the end where Kilauea I think that's the one that that burned up all the expensive neighborhoods or something like that. You can still see the lava flowing into the ocean. It's pretty nice. Gets cold at night, though, as you are at a higher elevation. Now, the thing is, it's a short flight from island to island, but it's kind of like taking a sightseeing flight. I saw waterfalls and all sorts of stuff. Maui. Big Betty, is that where the kitties are? Meowie, meowie. No, I don't think so. It's always pretty windy. He says, I'm jealous. XO, Big Betty. Stray Bob, thank you so much for that. It's lovely to hear from you. Y'all, I'm still getting comments. Still getting comments over there at the BFO on the glamour, on the glamour shots photos. And I know those aren't necessarily e-letters, but y'all, they do come into Big Fatty as an e-letter as well as posting over there over there to the. To the BFO, and y'all are just going to check a couple more of these comments here. I think the Shy Yeti, did he say, y'all, did I read the one from Gah? Y'all, I don't see it over here. I'll have to go in and see if, something happened to that. Gah? Cheyenne says, very glam, very much appreciate the chest hair, too. And y'all, my number one Northeast straight daddy times two now, says, holy Hasselbeck, PP sense is tingling. Now, y'all, I think he meant Hasselhoff. Big Fanny, you're gonna Hasselbeck. That's that woman on The View, I know, that talks to Archer. But I think he meant Hasselhoff. But Big Fanny, he can't help it that he's straight and confused. And y'all, then Miss Kathy Marshall says, I hope you're planning to take this nice-looking young fella with you to the Hawaiis. And let me just say, he is only in our memories now, Kathy Marshall. Y'all, just out of curiosity, I don't know if you have the Americans Express card or not. Y'all, I've got the Delta Sky Miles Americans Express, but y'all, they are paying if you get a TSA pre-check. Y'all, I've always gotten TSA pre-check for free, but y'all, to be a trusted traveler, you have to pay, and y'all, but the Americans Express card will pay the fee, or they'll do it for the clear if you're going through customs. Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty! I am just exhausted from all of the new bumpers. It's true, the three debuts. In one day, who'd have thunk it? Big Fatty, it'll never happen again. You never know. So, you know that Dells in Dallas might surprise you. No, he unsubscribed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, like I said, that is Frequency from the Gay Wasteland. And Frequency, can you just kind of sing us out here with something Big Fatty did today?
He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gay.
Oh, I don't know about all of them, but there's quite a few, that's for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.